It was one of the more memorable vacant buildings in downtown Detroit, but its days of being vacant and decaying are happily in the past. The historic Grand Army of the Republic Hall at Cass and Grand River is getting a new lease on life, thanks to brothers Tom and David Carlton and their partner, Sean Emery. They bought the little castle-like building in 2011 from the city of Detroit for $220,000 and then began cleaning and restoring it at once. Now, this architectural gem will be home to the partners' media production firm, Mindfield. It stands as an example of an historic building being saved not by a tycoon with very deep pockets, but some small business owners who have a vision. Joining us now is one of these partners, Tom Carlton. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.
Well, give us some history, just as kind of a recap. The building had been built as a veterans hall for Civil War veterans, so kind of like a VFW hall, come hang out here. And had several incarnations before the city of Detroit closed it up in 1982. So there you are, standing there looking at a more than century-old building, had abandoned for some three decades. So why didn't the rotting floorboards and the piles of pigeon droppings scare you all away?
Well, we did walk through with our architect, John Bigger, and at that point we had realized that the building was structurally sound, that there was a lot of work to be done, but that the base was good. For the amount of time that it sat vacant and pretty much unguarded, it was in pretty good shape. The birds were probably the biggest violators to the building and had gotten in through windows, and there was a lot of bird guano throughout the building. But that was all something that could be remediated and get us back on the restoration track right away.
There are so many old buildings, Tom, like the GAR Hall, that are languishing all around Michigan. And how possible is it for others to do what you and David and Sean have done with this building? In other words, not waiting for the Gilberts and the Illiches to do the rescuing.
Yeah, we like to think that they waited for us. What we would say is you just have to be persistent.
And the payoff is?
Well, the payoff, obviously, is going to be that this building is going to be fully restored and is going to be a gorgeous asset for the city of Detroit. We hope to be able to recover and actually make money on the project, but there's no guarantees on that. But, you know, it's a sense of pride. We are Detroiters. We believe in Detroit. We believe it's a great city for opportunity and investment. And, you know, this is something that we believe in. It's a great building with an incredible history. And we think that we're actually the ones that are getting the opportunity to bring this building back.
The former emergency manager of the Detroit Public Schools, Roy Roberts, has been appointed as Detroit's so-called land czar. And he'll head that task force that's been set up to figure out how to tear down the estimated 78,000 abandoned buildings in Detroit. Dan Gilbert's on that task force. And he had said that he sees the job is to get these structures down. Here's his quote. And I mean all of them, not most of them, all of them. What are your thoughts about that approach?
Well, I would certainly recommend extreme caution, because you have to be able to pick out, and not every building is going to be an asset, and not every building is worth saving, and that goes, you know, nationwide. That's not just a Detroit issue. But you have to be cautious, and you can't just go through and say, let's bulldoze everything. There's a lot of buildings out in the Detroit area that are worth saving, and that have a lot of architectural value and historic value. I would be very concerned about any kind of blank slate.
Tom Carlton, co-owner of the historic Grand Army of the Republic building in downtown Detroit. Tom, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. It's been fun.